Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Summer is the season of the berry patch. The source is some of the most appealing fruit of the year. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, black raspberries, gooseberries. We could go on. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you can eat them right off the bush or you can take them home for some real fun.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a great season this year so far. I've seen tons and tons of berries in the market, of, as you said, a variety of different kinds. And, you know, the question is, how do we kind of preserve that summer fun, you know, into the colder weather? And the fact of the matter is berries freeze pretty well. They don't thaw necessarily very well, but they freeze well. And what I mean is that you can freeze berries. And the best way to do that is, in my mind, wash them in some cool water and pat them dry as best you can. Literally just in a single layer, lay them out on a sheet tray and put them in the freezer for about 24 hours. They'll be frozen solid. Then you can pick them up and put them in Ziploc bags. Push as much air out of the bag as you can, not too violently, and seal them up. And then, quite frankly, they'll be fine in the freezer until we see fresh berries again the next year. Thing is, when you thaw them, though, you know the ice freezing, the ice crystals sort of do damage to the cellular structure and releasing some juice. So when you thaw them, they're going to be a little more mushy. There'll be a lot of juice. But so we're not going to be able to eat what you concept of fresh berries in the winter, but we'll have plenty of berries to cook through all sorts of things through the winter, no problem.
Well, that's right. I just made some sort of a blueberry sauce for ice cream.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I use frozen berries.
Sure,
they're not
sure.
The kind of sprinkle on my cereal.
Right,
but
right.
They're perfect for other purposes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, frozen berries make great ice cubes for cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
like instead of, you know, if you really want to just have some fun, I mean, in anything, even whether it's champagne or any sort of cocktail, you know, just grab some of those berries out of the freezer and throw them in there for ice instead of ice cubes, and they're great. But the fact of the matter is, we can use them through the winter to cook. And I think the easiest thing in the world to do is the cobbler. And
yeah.
I think it's something, if you haven't tried, you should. You'll be surprised how easy it is to master. And it takes great advantage of these frozen berries. The recipe is simple and it's easily memorized. Self-rising flour to me is crucial. It's like makes life easy. I have it in the kitchen all the time.
Right.
And so all you need is a cup of that, a cup of milk, and a half a cup of butter melted. Whisk the melted butter and the milk together, then whisk that into the flour. And using a small baking dish, maybe like an 8-inch, just spread that at the bottom of the baking dish. And then just take these frozen berries and pour them in on top.
That's all?
And then throw it in the oven.
Holy
and
apple.
In about 45 minutes, this dough will actually rise above the berries, start to brown on top, and you're done.
Wow.
You might want to add some sugar to the berries if you like them a little sweeter. I also would recommend maybe tossing the berries in a little bit of cornstarch while they're still frozen. So as they thaw, the starch will thicken up the liquid a little bit. But other than that, I mean, once you figure out this cobbler thing, you can literally have delicious, fresh berry desserts hot almost every night but with minimal effort.
And with all the dry heat we've had this season, there's going to be a lot of sweet berries.
Oh, no. Like I said, it's been a great season so far for berries, and they're plentiful in the market.
They are. So go out and raid
fill your freezer.
Patch.
Yeah, and fill your freezers with berries.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah.
We're going to put this recipe on the website so
we
you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.